I haven't been blogging this week, which is a bit frustrating in a way, because I had 2 weeks where I managed to get quite a bit down, which felt like movement, it felt like progress, which was quite encouraging. But I don't think I feel like I've hit a brick wall, but I'm at the stage now where I need to... I'm getting deeper into the topics now, and that's going to require a lot more reading and making connections between what the different authors are saying. And the different topic areas, how they all fit together, and finding different voices as well. One of the things about digital storytelling is that everybody seems to be saying pretty much the same thing about it, about the reasons behind it. Maybe there's one or two differences in methodology and outcomes, but nobody's really saying anything radically different. There's no kind of voices in the wilderness about digital storytelling that I found yet, at least. So I'm going to be spending the time that I've set aside for the dissertation, which is about 5 or 6 hours every week at the moment, to just read, take notes, reflect, and not write, and just kind of wait for some of the ideas to settle in before writing about them properly. The areas that I'm trying to focus on at the moment, and perhaps I need to take each one in turn rather than try and read them all at the same time, look a bit more at digital storytelling itself, what it is, the different forms of and different models of storytelling, and perhaps interactive storytelling as well. See if there's anything... It looks like there's some kind of interesting bits of writing around that. But also the pedagogy behind digital storytelling. What is it that helps with learning? And although my project isn't about teaching and learning, it's about personal learning and organisational learning, so looking at pedagogy I think will be useful and interesting. From the narrative perspective, I want to find out a bit more about what people are saying about the motives behind narrative. Why is it that we find stories so compelling? One of the authors talks about it being sort of innate, an innate part of being human. So why is that? How can we utilise that in digital storytelling? And also narrative and organisations. How do organisations tell narratives about themselves and build a sense of identity and change using narrative as well? Because I think that's going to be quite an important part of what we're asking these projects to do. So that's kind of where I am at the moment. Try not to get too frustrated.